Well, coal burning may not be good for air quality, but it seems that more Americans are now hopping on a bus or a train. Last year, public transit ridership jumped to the highest level in more than 50 years, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
May have your attention, Metro Southwest service customers, for your 835 Portland Park train.
During the morning rush at Chicago's Union Station, commuter trains pull in, the doors open, and a crush of people, newspapers and coffee cups in hand, pour off like a flood. Financial analyst Nader Kuklan says he makes the trip from the suburbs to Chicago's downtown every day.
It's easier and just a faster way to get to work rather than having to deal with the traffic of the morning commute.
Law student Amalia Romano rides Chicago's Metro Line too.
I take it because I don't want to pay $16 to park every day.
Or, she says, pay high gasoline prices if she drives. Metra spokesman Michael Gillis says on a typical workday, the number of rides people take on Metra is about 300,000, and the total for last year was 82 million trips, a 1% increase in ridership over 2012.
Employment had a lot to do with it, just the gradual gains in employment in the region. Downtown office occupancy ticked up a little bit, so that helps.
And there was one other big reason, sports.
Would you like to say hello to the Chicago Blackhawks hockey players who just won the 2013 Stanley Cup?
When the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup championship last year, 425,000 people rode Metra that day, many coming into town to join about 2 million fans at the huge Blackhawks rally held downtown.
So that was probably one of the busiest days in Metra history.
Throughout the entire country, though, just about every public transportation system saw hikes in ridership. That's according to a recent study by the American Public Transportation Association. President Michael Malanafy says Americans took 10.7 billion trips on public transportation last year.
That's huge. This is the highest ridership number we've had in public transportation in 57 years.
No blip, says Malanafy, just a steady public transit climb. Nationally, bus ridership was flat in 2013 due in part to horrible winter weather. However, the numbers for subways, elevated trains, streetcars, and trolleys were up. Again, Michael Malanafy.
Cities under 100,000 have had ridership increases on average of 3.83%. We've seen ridership increases in big cities as well, and New York had a huge ridership increase.
Public transit agencies in Ann Arbor, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Flagstaff, and Denver were among those reporting record ridership levels. And in Utah, which added several new transit lines around Salt Lake City, the number of people traveling by commuter rail went up a whopping
103% over the year before.
Utah Transportation Authority, or UTA, spokesman Remy Barron says Utah's been on a public transit building boom. A new commuter line runs between Salt Lake City and Provo, and there are new light rail lines.
Our airport line's been particularly popular, especially with skiers and visitors, because now people can get right off the plane, they can hop onto the light rail train, and they can be downtown in 15 minutes.
The UTA's commuter line is called the Front Runner. It's a train Spencer Sadler, a college student, takes about three times a week. He says when he used to drive, he'd get stuck in traffic a lot.
It's just really annoying, and you look over and you see Front Runner just racing down the tracks. It's like, I could be sitting in there right now taking a nap or doing homework.
UTA is just one of many transit systems that expects ridership to continue to grow this year. The Public Transit Association says it's because there is a fundamental change in how people move about their communities. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.